Oh, from New York, New York, you are listening to an extra special, extra time radio, July 9th on Thursday with the guys, David Goss, Simon Borg. I am Andrew Wiebe, and this is a different kind of day. This is a day when we do a special edition because we got Preki on the phone as rumors swirl in England, and yet we have no idea what's going on. It's one of those beautiful soccer mysteries. We know he has left Sacramento Republic FC. We know he is going to the quote-unquote UK. We know he says...
So the quote-unquote UK.
Yeah, well, hey, I don't know. Okay, well, just we're going
to
quote...
To the UK.
We're going to quote everything. Yeah, he did say that. Look, he said it's in the release, it said he's leaving Republic FC. He said he is going for a lifelong dream, or a lifetime dream, I guess, and he's going to for the chance to challenge himself at the highest level of the game. But we have no idea what that means. Now, the odds makers over there in the quote-unquote UK put it at 4-6 tonight that he would be the Leicester City manager in the Premier League, which would make him the first American to coach in the Premier League. Bob Bradley at 3-1 is number two right now. And Bradley, if you remember, was his man, you know, the head coach at Chivas USA. Preki was the assistant. Then Preki took over and led them to their best season in franchise history. Deep breaths, guys. What is going on?
This is fun.
I'm on the Leicester City website right now trying to find out what the connection – because some people said it's Milan Mandarić, who he had a relationship with, who is a former Leicester City owner but not the current
– Right.
Are we sure he's not a shareholder?
I'm not sure. It's
we are doing a lot of research there. And for everyone who's not here, there's paper and string across the board.
Yeah, we've got a big bulletin board here. Preki is going where? Currently, Leicester are owned by a consortium based in Thailand. It's a consortium that's kind of based around the travel industry there and the – hotels and resorts and that sort of thing. Of course, they finished last year in 14th, the 6 points off relegation. It was a big move, a big deal for them to stay up. Nigel Pearson was the manager, but there was some controversial stuff that went down on the postseason trip to Thailand with his son. You may have heard about it. Very, let's call it inappropriate stuff. He was sacked, and so now they're looking for a manager. Maybe it's Preki. We don't know. Should we just get him on the line, guys?
Let's
bring him on now. The former head coach of Sacramento Republic SC, Preki. You may know him from his days in MLS as a player with the U.S. men's national team, as a player in MLS as a coach, and, of course, in USL as a head coach. Now we're not so sure. Coach, this is fascinating. It's like a mystery. Everybody's guessing as to what is going on. Are you kind of enjoying that uncertainty, keeping people guessing?
Absolutely. It's not that I'm enjoying it. It's just a part of the business because I do have obligation towards the people that I'm working with to keep the things as tight as they can to my chest because, as you can see, the rumors start flying around about different places and different clubs. So, from that standpoint, it's very difficult for me to elaborate on any details what's coming up.
Now, we have to ask you, and of course, you do your thing here, but the rumors say Leicester, they dropped the odds last night in the UK. Now you're, I think, 4-6. Bob Bradley, 3-1. Can you give us any insight? Is it Leicester? What's going on?
Like I said, at this point in time, I really, really can't elaborate what it is and where it is. Only thing I can tell you, it's UK, that's for sure. Everything else right now is going to stay close to me. And when the time comes, the right time comes, everybody will know. So that's the way it is at the moment.
Preki, when did this all come about? When did this opportunity surface for you?
Well, it's been in the works for some time. It's always been a dream of mine to challenge myself on next level, high level. So it's been exciting. At the same time, it's been emotional because... What we've been starting, what kind of process we've been starting right here in Sacramento. And obviously a little bit disappointing, but I won't be able to finish that process going to the bigger things in this country. But in the same time, I'm extremely excited what's coming in front of me.
And had Sacramento won an expansion bid to MLS, do you think you would even have entertained this opportunity in the UK?
That's a good question. I probably would. That was some time ago. To be fair, I mean, I just wanna people around the country and around the Sacramento to be aware that the management here has done a tremendous job and tried really hard to keep me here. What's unheard of in this game is that, you know, I had a contract for 7 years on the table, guarantee contract. That's how much faith these people had in me, and that's not how much they trusted with what I was doing. And I can only appreciate that. I just want to make sure the public knows that the management was top-notch, top-class, and it has nothing to do with them. And it was just purely my decision, a purely ambition of mine, and that has come in the right time. And, sometimes you got to know what you want in life, and this is something I think it's very exciting.
Now, Sacramento, they behave like a very much like a first division club, but they are in the third division. So the first thing people are going to say is, how does a third division coach in the United States, and I know you have MLS experience, obviously, but how do you make a jump from the third division in the United States to the UK, although we don't know what level, Premier League or Championship, we don't know what this club is. That's what people are going to ask.
That's for them to ask. That's for them to be to write about. Yeah, you know, the thing is, I'm in a good place. I always believed in myself, even when some other people didn't. Like I said, that's not my problem. My problem is going to be to wherever I go, that I continue to grow as a coach. I continue to find success because, let's be honest, wherever I've been, I found a way to get the good results and found a way to play attractive style of football. So,
Preki, we heard the phone buzz there, vibrate. That's the news, right? You can give it to us now.
Listen, it's been difficult there, so in terms of the phones and messages, but at the same time, I'm trying to get back to everybody, make sure that everybody gets the piece of information, because I can obviously give a full story, but full story will come out when the time comes, and we'll go from there.
Coach, can you let us know, in terms of how this came about, was it a personal relationship, a business relationship? Is someone in the UK out there scouting the USL and watching Sacramento play?
I really can elaborate on that. All I can tell you, this is not just the first opportunity. There's been other conversations, other teams, other people that they were aware and watch that team the way they play, but I didn't think they were a good fit. So at this time, this is a good fit for me. So let's put it that way.
Going to go right down the same path, Coach. There are some people out there on Twitter reporting saying maybe this isn't a head coaching role for you. Is this for sure the top role, or is this something like, maybe a technical director or an assistant coach or in some other role?
No, the only role for me is a head coach. That's the only role I have in mind.
Preki, a lot of people wondering, if you're heading to the UK, did maybe an MLS club out there miss an opportunity to snap you up? I know you had the contract with Sacramento, but how close did you come to maybe joining an MLS team in the last couple of years?
Well, to be quite frank, I had a I had one or two opportunities. I wanted to interviews, but for whatever reason, I was overlooked, and that's life. So the thing is, I don't have a hard feelings. I always knew I should be on a high level, but you know, the thing is, what do you think? But not, it's not always important, you know. You have to take in mind what other people are thinking and why is not your time to go to those places. So, I mean, we can talk about this, you know, all we want, and I can go deeper into this, but at this point, I don't think there is a reason for me to do that. I'm in a good place. I'm happy. I'm going to do what I really wanted to do, and I wish everybody else good luck. So that's a view from my perspective.
Now, it sounds like the UK is poaching an American coach. Might that American coach look to the U.S., maybe USL or MLS for talent? You've seen all that USL has to offer. I'm sure you keep up with MLS to a certain extent on the scouting side as well. Are you already thinking about players to bring? And the name that comes to mind is Rodrigo Lopez. He's a guy that you've brought with you from Chivas now to Sacramento. Let's just throw it out there.
Well, the thing is, for you to play in the U.K., you have to be international player. Or you have to come from a European community. So that's not possible. So that's not a question. But, you know, the thing is, I'm very open-minded. I always look at different players. I always think that just even players on the highest level, they can always be improved. And in the process starts. I mean, I'm here until Sunday. I leave on Sunday. And the process for me, in terms of scouting and everything else, starts right away. So, as I said, I'm extremely excited. It's a new challenge. And I think exciting and a good challenge as well. So.
Does you leaving Sunday mean that we're liable to find out what we're all wondering? I mean, we're just like everyone else here, Coach. We're sitting here curious. We're like amateur detectives trying to figure this thing out.
Well, when people that I'm working with are ready to make announcements, I'm sure you'll find out. Right now, I'm just going a day at a time. I'm in constant communication. And like I said, there is no rush. There is nothing to hurry to. And we're taking a day at a time. And when the moment is right, everybody knows.
Well, there you have it. Preki leaving Sacramento Republic FC. He is headed to the UK. We're not sure where, but we're so thankful, Coach, that you're able to join us here today. Good luck with everything. It sounds like, as you said, that this is a lifelong dream for you. Hopefully it works out just the way you want it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Preki.
Thanks, Coach. Well, we didn't get the answer that we were hoping for. Very very mysterious from Preki.
But
he keeps the shroud up.
But we did succeed in crushing Rodrigo Lopez's hopes.
We didn't, we? Yeah, poor Rodrigo. Well, I guess he probably didn't have hopes because he doesn't have the international caps, get that work permit. What did we learn, though, here, Dave? You've got some notes. What did we learn as we went through this?
We learned that he's getting on a plane on Sunday, whether we know where he's going at the
whether
time
anybody
or not,
knows.
Yeah.
Somebody's camping at that airport there.
We learned that he's had a couple offers in the past from both MLS and from overseas that he hasn't taken. We've learned that Sacramento offered him a 7-year contract.
Guaranteed contract.
Yeah, to keep him, which he did turn down. Sacramento has been very good about it since he has turned down continuing to promote him. And we learned that he will only take a head coaching job. So we were hearing a lot of rumors that maybe Bob Bradley was going to take over and he was going to be the assistant.
But the chairman over there at Staubach in recent news, middle of the night last night, said they had not heard anything from Leicester City. So that kind of rules Bob out, although maybe he's stretching the truth a little bit.
Bob wouldn't be assistant to Preki.
No chance.
So that leaves us with this. So Leicester is the only job right now
open in the top four levels.
That we confirmed. But he says UK. He didn't say England. He could have said England.
You think he's going to coach in Jersey?
But he said UK. So UK, what counts for UK? Scotland does.
Yeah. Scotland. Wales could.
Ireland. Well, Wales.
But I don't think he's going to the Welsh Premier League. And well, the two big Welsh clubs are up, so.
And I think
well, no, Cardiff City's in the championship, but they don't have an open position anyway.
So maybe he's going left? To Ireland. Maybe he's going.
So some of the other folks linked with this thing, Claudio Ranieri, Neil Lennon, Martin O'Neill, kind of a who's who of English coaches from down the line. But then
Ranieri hasn't had a job in like forever.
Yeah, yeah. But the only way they're linking him because Cambiaso, Goose Hiddink has been linked here. But who knows?
Retreads.
Yeah, retreads. But well, I don't know. Maybe Neil Lennon. Maybe Neil Lennon was linked. He's at Bolton. There's some articles out there. I'm seeing headlines along the lines of Neil Lennon proves he's ready for Premier League job. Maybe this isn't an open position he's diving into. Yeah. Maybe it's a position that will soon be open, and that's why he can't say anything because there's all these dominoes that have to drop first.
That's where I stand. I think it's Bolton, and there's also rumors of Sean Dyche leaving Burnley, which sounds unlikely because he's in love with that team.
Don't tell me you didn't know the Burnley manager before this interview.
Sean Dyche? Of course I did.
Did you?
Yeah, the Ginger Mourinho.
Oh.
Name every player at Atletico Madrid right now.
Yeah, you got checked.
So I think that's very likely is that someone else is moving on and he's moving in.
We haven't solved the mystery, but we've done this much. We've covered all our bases. So when the news comes out Sunday, we will have said it first.
So that's right. I think ETR now we should spend the next 4 minutes naming every team in England. Just name them so that we could say that we said it.
That's a good idea. I don't think we're going to do that.
If it's Bolton.
They've got a history with American. Tim Ream there, of course.
Stuart Holden.
Yeah. Owen Coyle was a Bolton manager at some point. That's a tenuous link. I know. we're trying to find anything we can here. Let us know what you think at Extra Time Radio, extratime@mlssoccer.com. Where is Preki headed?
He's going to make history. I mean,
where in the world is... I don't know how to say... Yeah, I don't know how to say Preki's last name, but Predrag Radoslavic. Is that about right?
Radoslavic.
Oh, wow. Impressive.
But
he's Radoslavic. Okay. Yeah.
He's going to be the first American to coach in the quote-unquote UK.
In the quote-unquote UK. Let us know what you think.
Am I wrong? Is it history?
I think it's
David.
Right.
You know every manager out
no,
there.
No, it is history.
You know the Ginger Mourinho.
Yeah, in the quote-unquote UK. Yeah, no, it would be. Not the first one in Europe, but the first one in the quote-unquote UK. It's fun because right now... The U.S. soccer circle is involved with this whole international global. We're researching Thai business boards to see who owns Premier League teams, see who played with Preki.
Here's the thing. Will Klinsmann take credit for this move?
Preki, we needed to put you to push yourself here, tear yourself in a different culture. Either way, we're going to get out of here. Hope you enjoyed this interview. Listen along with us on Thursday. Fridays on SiriusXM. See you later.
More mysteries.
Yep.